Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load Carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, as we roll into the third hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. One of the saddest things I ever heard was the passage of a law in New Jersey where they made it legal for a New Jersey citizen who wanted to go shoot at a range to stop off and buy refreshments or use the restroom. They had to make a law for that because you can't stop your car in New Jersey with a gun in it. Which is stupid. Yesterday, Chris Christie vetoed a gun control bill that would have reduced the permitted size of magazines, ammunition magazines, saying it would do nothing to reduce gun violence. A lot of thoughts on this one for me. Christie said this is the very embodiment of reform in name only. It simply defies common sense to believe that imposing a new and entirely arbitrary number of bullets that can be lawfully loaded into a firearm will somehow eradicate or even reduce future instances of mass violence. Nor is it sufficient to claim that a 10-round capacity might spare an 11th victim. It's not gonna, good idea, Chris. Take a look at Elliot Rodgers. See how he played. This all came an hour after gun control advocates, including parents of two children killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. They dropped off at Christie's office 55,000 signatures of people from around the country, including 10,000 from New Jersey, urging him to sign the measure. Christie conditionally vetoed the legislation designated A-2006. But he did more than propose changes. He completely rewrote it, eliminating the ammunition capacity reduction and suggesting in its place several changes to the state's mental health system. He said, I will not support such a trivial approach to the sanctity of human life because this is not governing. Governing is confronting problems. Sounding awfully gun-supporting, isn't it? This would have taken the ammunition capacity from 15 to 10. Mark Barden, whose son Daniel was killed in the shooting at Sandy Hook, said, we want him to know that we are watching, we are aware, and we are engaged. He also knows, Mark, unfortunately, that you're out of state. Okay. He said, Governor Christie, these 55,000 people are asking you, the state of New Jersey is asking you, we are asking you, and I am asking you as a father to a father, please sign A-2006. What about those million gun owners in New Jersey that Anthony Calandro talks to every week? What about those guys, Mark? You know, I'm sorry that your child was killed by a madman. I am. I feel for you. I can't even imagine what that's like. But I would never go after your liberty for that, Mark. You don't seem to have a problem going after mine, though. Christie is proposing a new standard for involuntary commitment of patients who are not necessarily deemed dangerous, but whose mental illness, if untreated, could deteriorate to the point of harm. He also proposed new standards for recommending patients for involuntary outpatient treatment, streamlining patient transfers between inpatient and outpatient programs, new training programs for first responders likely to encounter unstable people with modern techniques for de-escalation, and to require people forced to undergo mental health treatment to demonstrate adequate medical evidence of suitability if they want to get a firearms purchase identification card. Like I said, he's hitting all the talking points, isn't he? Christie said Democrats who pushed the gun control legislation took the easy path. This is the guy that wanted at one time to ban Barrett rifles because they fire the 50 caliber, which has never been used in a crime. But they're awful big bullets. They could hurt. Chris Christie is considered a likely contender for president in 2016. And he faced pressure from gun rights organizations, including one in New Hampshire, that warned last year that he would have a hard time winning the state's first-in-the-nation Republican presidential primary if he signed gun control bills. And yet, somehow or other, New Hampshire went with Brown, didn't they? Over Jim Rubens. This bill was the last major piece of gun control legislation the Democrats pushed in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook massacre. Now, Assembly Majority Leader, I love it. Assembly Majority Leader Lou Greenwald, Democrat from Camden, New Jersey, said, and he's also the bill's sponsor, called the veto a cowardly decision that lacks leadership. You know what's cowardly, Lou? Cowardly is going after the law-abiding, because that's all that's going to pay attention to your new law. That's cowardly. Now go get on a soapbox and have that chat in Trenton alone. You want to show me some courage. Greenwald said, I would imagine this is a very uncomfortable topic to have with conservative voters in Iowa and New Hampshire. That's tough. You got a governor that wants to be the president. He's going to sway. He's going to go the way the wind blows, brother. That decision was applauded by Scott Bach, the executive director of the New Jersey Association of Rifle and Pistol Clubs. He said, after months of intense battle over this misguided legislation that won't stop another crime or prevent another tragedy, we are grateful that Governor Christie has heard the voice of the outdoor community and ended the discussion. The governor clearly recognizes the difference between legislation that punishes violent criminals or versus legislation that targets the rights of law-abiding citizens. I agree with that statement. The only party left out of that is that, you know, these are all temporary measures. See, if Christie becomes president, then they got to have a new governor. And then the Bill of Rights can be assaulted anew. Brian Miller is the executive director of Heeding God's Call, a faith-based group that pushes for more gun control measures. He said, the very day that grieving parents of children slain in Sandy Hook Elementary brought 55,000 petitions asking the governor to do the right thing for public safety, he did exactly the wrong thing. The government failed in his opportunity to do something simple and effective and instant for the safety of New Jersey's homes, schools, and communities. Mr. Miller, you're a fool. And you're a lying fool. I don't know which is worse. This would do nothing to stop anything. That's the problem with your incremental measures. You keep saying this is all we need. This is the last law we need. Until we want the next law, this is the last law we need. And that's getting old. That same song that you keep singing is getting old. And there's too many clear-cut cases of where that proves to be false. Philip Lovitz, the Associate Director for the National Alliance on Mental Illness in New Jersey, said the governor's proposal is good news and hopes the legislature will act and change the law soon. I know he's just holding his finger up to figure out which way the wind is blowing, but he's actually mistakenly, accidentally targeted the cause. And going after the cause is what will really stop things in the future. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specialty designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Brady, bald and dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This next little bit, I have no idea where this comes from. No idea whatsoever. Apparently there's a consideration out there somewhere in the United States about universal background checks. And there's a pro and a con for it. And this all came up on the interwebs, and I grabbed it just because it looked interesting. So we're going to go with the pro, first of all, for universal background checks. First, we're going to go to the phones. Troy in Virginia, yes, sir.
Hey, Bill, I just want to make a real quick comment about you had said that guy, what is he, the Baptist guy, saying that the Bible supports that we shouldn't have firearms and guns and weapons. Real quick verse, everybody knows it. When Jesus was being turned over and Peter struck the priest's ear, the slave's high priest's ear off, Jesus didn't tell him to take your weapon. He said, put it away. Most people do not realize that at the time, it was illegal for Jews to have any weapon of any kind. He didn't say, surrender yourself to the praetorium. It was, just put it away. Not today. So he was tacitly saying, it's okay for you to have a weapon, even though the state at the time says it was illegal. I wonder what that guy would say about that.
Well, you know, most of these guys, you know, Troy, anybody that gets out there and wants you to walk around harmless and defenseless, what they're doing is they're cherry-picking from whatever text they're going to quote. If they find a line, and he doesn't even quote a text. He's just out there saying the governor did the wrong thing when he could have done the right thing. You know, they had 55,000 signatures up against that million gun owners in New Jersey. So that's what he was saying. He doesn't even quote a text. But one of these things that these guys do, they get out there and say, hi, I'm Joe Q Public, and I'm a minister. Or I'm Joe Q Public, and I'm a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army. And they get out there and they give themselves this little, they wrap this around them as if somehow that conveys some unquestionable authority upon themselves because they're here or they do this. So therefore, everything they say must be the gospel.
And they try to report that Jesus was a pacifist, and he wasn't. He was a radical. He flew in the face of the state-run government at the time.
Yeah, he did.
But most people do not realize that it was illegal for a Jew to own I'm saying firearm because I live in the 21st century, but a weapon at that time was a sword.
Right.
Peter should have a sword. So, and he, if he was going to be this pacifist, he was to turn it into the government. Peter let it alone. But he didn't. He said, just put it away, not now. I just think that's fascinating that these ministers sit there and say, no, Jesus was a pacifist. We should all just lay down and let him stab us. No, we shouldn't lay down and let him stab us.
No, I keep looking, I look back in time at the Deacons for Defense. Are you familiar with them?
I am, yes.
Well, you know, these guys were ministers. They were black ministers, and they were being terrorized by the KKK. And they didn't even tell their parishioners to do this. They did it themselves. They knew that one of the KKK favorite things to do was to firebomb a church while church was in session. So the ministers would get out there with shotguns, and when the KKK would come driving by, instead of getting a nice open throw at a pacifistic target, they got fed some buckshot.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And these guys were all men of God. Being a man of God does not mean you turn the other cheek every time. You turn the cheek when it's proper to do so, and like Jesus said, not right now.
Yeah, well, it's curious that he would bring that up. Most people also do not realize when he said turn the other cheek, most people were right-handed. So for me to slap you and then turn the other cheek, I would have to backhand you, which is a totally different thought process of just lay down and take it. It is, now I slapped you right-handed across your left cheek. Now for me to backhand you, see, that's a totally different thought process. That is now where you are coming to assault me. That's a totally different thought process than what they're purporting, just be a pacifist.
Well, Troy, I don't know if you've ever heard me talk about this, but I consider myself to be the 21st century pacifist, okay? I get my theme for peace and my feelings of peace from Jesus. But if I have to make a choice, I get my theme for combat from Bruce Lee.
Sure. Bill, I agree with your pacifistic thought process as far as don't tread on me, I won't tread on you, but a pure pacifist like Gandhi will sit there and let them beat you to snot. That's not the true definition of a pacifist. A pacifist will sit there and let them beat you to snot. So you're pacifistic in your nature, and I totally agree with you. I will not do anything to you until you come on me, and then game on. That's the point.
So then I'm going to try to make them look like a jigsaw puzzle dropped from a high altitude.
I like the way you say they will become ventilated.
Or perforated.
Perforated, yes.
Yeah, both. I say both. They'll have a new airway that I will install, and it's quick.
Yes, and could be painless depending on where it hits.
Well, it will be after shock.
Yeah. So I just love the way, and by the way, thank you for your show. I love the way you bring salient arguments to what is absolute numbskull talking points. Like the other day you were talking about, do you have a fire extinguisher? Well, have you had a fire? That's a great point for me and my friends to bring to bear on these other idiots that follow Piers Morgan and go, but you shouldn't have guns because they're dangerous. Well, you shouldn't have fire extinguishers because you could actually suffocate your wife and your children with a fire extinguisher. Or you might. Go ahead.
You could. I mean, why do you have a spare tire or a first aid kit?
Exactly.
The majority of the things that I carry that I try not to forget, I don't ever want to use.
And I bought the insurance from the Virginia personal defense law, and I hope to God I waste the money every single year.
There you go. But at the same time, you're protecting yourself. You're taking every step. The difference between you and a gun grabber, for example, is that they want to take incremental partial steps to lull us into this sense of stupidity, while you, on the other hand, say, well, I need a gun to defend myself, but I also need to defend myself legally if I defend myself physically. So you've taken every step. So, you know, good on you.
As they have their cadre of armed security guards.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
So you're doing a good job, Bill. Keep it up. I love the show.
Thank you, Jordan. Thank you, Troy. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to see two different viewpoints of what a universal background check is in a discussion that I found fascinating. I don't know where it is, I must confess. It's happening somewhere, some city or town called Oak Park, regarding the GRA, Gun Responsibility Advocates. We're going to start with the pro for universal background checks, and then we're going to go to the con. And they're going to have this discussion. One person is going to have this discussion like there are no background checks already, like Obama's doing right now. I can't understand why we can't even get a background check bill. We got one 20 years before you got into office, Jackson. Now go play another round of golf with your very bad golf swing. I hate to watch him swing a golf club. I don't know who taught him, but he's as good at swinging a golf club as he is at governing the country. We'll be right back.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Never buy the wrong mount, optic, or accessory again. From 22 to 50 cal, Mounting Solutions Plus has the right accessories for your precision shooting needs. Mounting Solutions Plus will aim you in the right direction with knowledgeable support and quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. What is a universal background check? Well, two people in some debate that's ongoing somewhere called Oak Park are debating that. So we're going to go with the pro universal background check position first. This pilgrim's name is John Barrett. John, you deluded fool. He states we need universal background checks because there's a very large loophole in the existing federal law that allows dangerous people to obtain possession of a gun too easily. Really? See, here's the difference between a gun buyer and a criminal. A criminal wants a gun. A gun buyer wants a Glock 35. Now, the reason we don't go to some back alley trunk that's flung open on a rambler looking into the illegal gun seller's guns is we're probably not going to find that Glock 35 in there. It's probably prohibited in that city. And it probably would cost a whole bunch of money. Now. He points out that the Supreme Court, and I love this terminology, there's several classes of people that are prohibited from owning a gun. And he states that almost everyone agrees that these are limited and reasonable restrictions on the right to own a gun. Not really, because they talk about the seriously mentally ill, and Obama would like to redefine what is mental illness. Now, he states a bunch of, he's wasting a lot of air here, but he states that in order to buy a gun legally, you have to go through a national instant criminal background check system, where all the names, which is a lie, of these prohibited individuals are stored. There's a bunch of people that are, millions of people are not on this thing. Then, before selling a gun, the FFL dealer is required to check with the NICS to make sure the buyer's not on the prohibited list. Filling out paperwork and checking with the NICS only takes a few minutes, and 90% of the inquiries are resolved while the gun dealer is still on the phone. It's quick and efficient. Since its creation of 1998, it's prevented the sale of guns to over 2 million criminals and other prohibited persons, 94% of which were false positives. He leaves out that part. The problem is there's a large loophole in the system. It applies only to licensed dealers. I guess it could be. It might be Oak Park, Illinois. Here's a problem with this for me, okay? There's two kinds of gun sellers. There's the commercially oriented gun seller, which is a business which has to have a federal firearms license. Every one of them has to have them. There's no exemptions. If they're selling over the internet, they have to have an FFL. If they're selling at a gun show, they have to have an FFL. So that means that they have to have an FFL, and in order to sell a gun, they have to do a background check. That means on every internet sale and on every gun show sale executed by an FFL, that there's a background check. Now, then there's private sales. Or as he puts it, transfers of guns between individuals who are not licensed dealers. They are not covered. And then he goes off the path. That's the only time he actually gets it right. Then he says sales of gun shows between individuals or via the internet can result in the gun being sold to a prohibited individual because no background check is required. Wrong. Wrong. If you're from out of state, that's illegal. And if it's over the internet, it's got to be shipped somehow or another. But the fix is simple. All gun sales should be subject to a background check. The rule that applies to licensed dealers should apply to all gun sales. Okay, I like that idea. From here on out, every doctor that I go up to, I want to see how many people he's accidentally killed. No? All right. I think that's perfectly reasonable. I should know how many people that doctor's accidentally killed. Shouldn't I? Shouldn't I be allowed to know that? Shouldn't I? I mean, you're talking pre-crime. I'm talking about somebody getting killed. Now, he states it does turn out it's in Illinois because here it reveals it. The reason they're calling on the federal government to do this is because the Illinois state law, although strict, are not sufficient by themselves. It was pointed out that 60% of guns recovered from crime scenes in Chicago were first sold in other states. Well, that probably has to do with the fact that you don't have any gun shops in Chicago. That probably has a lot to do with it. And criminals are not going to, you know, God. Largest out-of-state sources for Chicago's illegal guns were Indiana, Mississippi, and Wisconsin, which supplied 19%, 6.7%, 3.6% of these crime guns, respectively. Where'd the rest of them come from? They came from Illinois, didn't they? None of these states have laws that require checks for purchasers who buy firearms at gun shows or on the internet. You're conflating data. Idiot. Here we go. This is my favorite. Universal background, he doesn't even get the lie wrong, right, because the lie is 90%. Universal background checks are supported by 85% of voters and 60% of NRA members. Who knows? I don't, unless one of them walks up to me, there's no list of NRA members. It's a reasonable and simple request. Because unfortunately, what happens in Indiana does not stay in Indiana. Cry me a river. Now let's look into the con, shall we? The against the universal background checks. This guy's going to be voting no on in the referendum for it. Because this is the non-binding referendum. Shall the federal government enact legislation requiring universal background checks of criminal and mental health history record information for all transfers of ownership or possession of firearms, including transfers which occur at gun shows, over the internet, and privately, as a step toward preventing the ownership of possession of firearms by criminals and those with serious mental illnesses, and as a step toward preventing illegal gun trafficking altogether? But he wanted to know what is a universal background check, so he decided to examine that. So he looked first at the existing NICS system, which exists in all 50 states and is mandated in 30 states, Illinois being one of them. NICS has run 100 million background checks in the last 10 years, resulting in 700,000 purchase refusals, 0.7%. Of which very few have been tried or convicted. That's the thing. Trying to possess a gun, if you're a felon, is a felony. And yet they do nothing about it when they try, on the few occasions that they actually do. He points out that real progress would be achieved if a greater number of those attempting illegal purchases were sent to jail, because they just go get it another way. This is the law that the regulators group is asking for. It already exists and is only marginally effective in the area of gang violence and street crime. Now, coming from the FBI.gov website, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, or NICS, is all about saving lives and protecting people from harm by not letting guns and explosives fall into the wrong hands. It also ensures the timely transfer of firearms to eligible gun buyers. You know, just the other day, I was at Kmart, and I was looking to buy some Semtex, but they were out of it. Couldn't buy my explosive that day. Now, as this individual read the information, it seems that every legal aspect of the GRA group's referendum is more than adequately covered by the existing program. Gun buyers and sellers have been using this government program for years. The legal issue is when you insert "and privately transferred" to the definition. And he asked the question that is the trap for all of universal background check dumb. How can this be accomplished without the settled illegality of a federal firearms registry? How do you enforce the background checks for guns sold illegally out of a car truck behind a liquor store? Both parties are already breaking the law. Mentally ill people have privacy rights, unfortunately, and HIPAA keeps that from getting in the way. But unfortunately also, most of your mass murderers are mentally ill. He states, if you are convinced that the referendum breaks new ground and will make a difference in the war on gun violence, then support and vote for the referendum. I will be voting against the referendum because it just duplicates an existing in-place federal program and in many ways with less authority. He states if they were actually interested in doing something, they would fix the NICS problem. Some people do get it. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter's Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter's Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter's Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms, provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
All right, welcome back. As we get ready to go away on a Thursday, we will be live tomorrow, by the way. Going to be live, so if you want to show up, we'll be here. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. One more time, though, I got to play the bootleg.
Coming in November. And on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge. Going to get busted on that one. That is unauthorized, unpaid for. Nobody paid for that message. Not too long ago, longtime writer for Guns and Ammo, Dick Metcalf, wrote an article advocating infringements on the Second Amendment. This caused a huge outcry, and the powers that be fired Metcalf and the magazine's editor over that. And then the anti-gun activists immediately leapt to Metcalf's defense. They used this to try to prove that supporters of firearms freedom are intolerant hypocrites that will not tolerate dialogue or the slightest dissent within their own ranks. Now, when it comes to hypocrisy, these folks that made this charge have no peers. they stand on a pedestal all their own. Because what they demand is that in any dialogue or discussion of Second Amendment issues, those that support gun rights and liberty must accept their premises and goals as a starting point. We got to start with gun control right there. Now, Metcalf wasn't fired for that, for presenting a contrary point of view. His employment was terminated because he made the same fundamental errors of history, tone, language, and tactics that gun grabbers use. He badly misstated the history of the Second Amendment and its purpose, and his phrasing and syntax, he mirrored the arguments of anti-gun politicians and activists. His language demonstrated a sloppiness and lack of understanding of the construction of the Second Amendment. He used the precise, deceptive tactics of the gun banners, arguing for their goals as much as they do. And, you know, predictably, the usual players came out in support. The New York Times used Metcalf to attack Second Amendment supporters. He expressed sorrow and concern that he was excommunicated from the firearms community. But rather than making any sort of amends, he continued to denigrate those that he purports to wish to serve. And now he's done it again. In Why We Can't Talk About Gun Control. He was interviewed in The Atlantic and he remains unrepentant and apparently clueless. From The Atlantic, I pose this question, Mr. Metcalf, as a hunter of birds. I have a concealed carry permit for a pistol, and I think the gun laws that are on the books today are ineffective because they're not enforced. Dick Metcalf, the historian and longtime individual gun rights supporter, agreed, nodding from the stage. When I got my concealed carry permit, the man in the audience continued, one of the questions I had to answer was, are you a fugitive from justice? The rest of the crowd laughed. I asked the sheriff, does anyone ever answer yes to that? And he said, you'd be surprised. But I think we need more regulation. And if I were your boss, said the man in the audience, and you'd written that column, I wouldn't have terminated you. I'd have given you a promotion. Now, the article's premise is that gun laws aren't being enforced, so more gun regulations are necessary. Metcalf should have been applauded, not fired, for his suggesting this. The writer of this article in The Atlantic provides anecdotes that purport to validate his ideas. And the people appearing in these anecdotes, drawn from Metcalf's recent appearance at the notoriously progressive Aspen Ideas Festival, remain anonymous. Commenting on his firing, he said, what struck me most about what happened to me was that this huge media corporation, Intermedia, which owns guns and ammo, was absolutely unprepared for the onslaught of social media negativity. When we went over the line and dared ask the question whether people might think about whether or not regulation is by definition infringement. The Second Amendment says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, not that it shall not be regulated. Rather, the first four words of the amendment, a well-regulated militia, not only allow but mandate regulation. Now, how many that listen to me, if you didn't know it already, have never heard what well-regulated meant when they wrote that? Because I can repeat it if I need to. Metcalf states, everything is regulated, but everything is not infringed. Not all regulation is infringement. Is your right to drive a car being infringed by a speed limit? The well-regulated militia, that's a dependent adjective clause, not an independent clause. In other words, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, stands on its own. But the whole well-regulated militia is not the primary part of the amendment. The reason he got fired is because he decided to have an agenda based upon fallacy. Like many Americans who would limit or eliminate Americans' right to keep and bear arms. Metcalf, the historian, claims that his wildly incorrect interpretation of regulate not only allows all manner of regulation of the Second Amendment, but that such regulations do not constitute infringement. And he's just wrong about that. That's why he was fired. Not because we're hypocrites. Because he was incorrect. And he was incorrect in the same way the gun grabbers are incorrect. Now, what remains to be asked, and I guess we're never going to know the true answer to that. You'd have to, I don't know, maybe administer sodium pentothal or something. What does he really think? Who is he pandering to with this? I don't know the answer to that. And he's very likely not going to be forthcoming about it because apparently he is a gun grabber now. And the chat room, regulated in the 1700s and 1800s, meant in good working order, not supervised by government. It also meant equipped similarly. It didn't mean this is the only way you can be equipped. George Washington was not standing on the plain as his Minuteman assembled, as all of the volunteers assembled, saying, okay, that rifle's good, that one isn't, I don't like it. Everybody that showed up was welcome. Everybody that showed up was welcome. But he wasn't fired because we're hypocrites. He was fired because he was wrong. And when you're wrong about something and you're talking about gun rights in a gun magazine, there's a fair chance you might get fired over it, I would imagine. Just ask Jay Tsai over at Recoil Magazine. Does anybody know whatever happened to him? I don't know whatever happened to him either. In any event, we're going to do this again. We'll do this again live in 21 hours. Live. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not ever. It's always been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.